Welcome to Concafe for the seventh day of March, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Adalio Valverde, so glad you could join us. I hope this finds you doing well, and hopefully it will bless you and help you in facing whatever you're facing and help you become what God has planned for you. And I pray that be a success and a blessing to others. We're going to the Psalm for this coming Sunday, which is Psalm 107, first 9 verses, and then jumping to verses 33 to 37 in the Surprise, Surprise, the Message version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Thankful Always for God's Ability to Deliver. Isn't that true? I can't begin to list the number of times that God has delivered me from seemingly certain defeat. But God came through and blessed us, and I'm sure he's done the same for you. And the more we pray and ask, and the more we pray and give thanks, the more the blessings will come our way. Are you ready to get into God's word? I am. Here it is, Psalm 107, beginning with verse 1. Oh, thank God. He's so good. His love never runs out. All of you set free by God, tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression, then rounded you up from all over the place, from the four winds, from the seven seas. Some of you wandered for years in the desert, looking but not finding a good place to live, half-starved and parched with thirst, staggering and stumbling on the brink of exhaustion. Then, in your desperate condition, you called out to God. He got you out in the nick of time. He put your feet on a wonderful road that took you straight to a good place to live. So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. He poured great troughs of water down parched throats. The starved and hungry got plenty to eat. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, dear friends, again, greetings, welcome, and may the joy and blessings of the Lord Jesus be with you now and always. I'm glad to report that thanks to your prayers and thanks to God's mighty work, our brother, the Reverend John Allsbrooks, underwent a very successful surgery in Austin. I spoke to him this evening, and I'm recording this on Wednesday night after he had had his supper, and he will return home, Lord willing, tomorrow. We praise God for this news and ask that God continue to bless John with health and recovery. And God bless Sharon, his wife, who will be his nurse. And I pray John be a good boy as he as he recovers. Now, friends, we've been praying. I urge again that we continue to pray for our brother, the Reverend John Fletcher, who awaits a transplant surgery in Houston to continue his battle against cancer. The good news is he's been responding well to this treatment, so much so that the transplant surgery originally scheduled for mid-May has been moved up because John has been doing so well, and I thank God for that. I pray this transplant surgery go well as well, and we don't know the date yet, but we can, God does, and we can pray and ask God to bless John and his lovely wife, Gloria, his two beautiful daughters, Brittany, Ashley, and their handsome son, Nate. I had the honor of bringing John to Kelsey when I was his superintendent. I was blessed by this family, and I pray that God bless them now when they need God like no other time. So pray for yourselves, pray for one another, pray for those that ask prayers of us so that God may bless them with that which they've been asking for. But above all things, we pray that God's will be done. Now, this psalm made me ask the question, if you or I had the ability to actually weave a tapestry of our prayer life, and I know some of you have the ability to make some beautiful tapestries, and if blue was the thread that reflected the amount of thankfulness you have lifted up in your prayers, and red was the thread for the request for help that you had lifted up, which color would be more prevalent, blue or red? I suspect mine, to be honest, would have red as the dominant color, for many have been the times I have cried out to the Lord for his help. And seriously, the times that God has helped us, helped you and me, should be equaled or surpassed by the times we have said Thank you, Lord. I believe King David's tapestry had more blue than red, for he was a soul that recognized the times God had helped him, and many of his psalms are reflections of those songs of praise that he wrote and thanksgiving for knowing that God had blessed him, pulled him out of difficult situations. And this is one of them, Psalm 107. And we should list gratitude at the top of our list, on the top of our prayer list, to thank God for all the good that God has done in our lives, so that when we pray, we say over and over again, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That sound great? We will notice the blessings of God will increase when we say thanks rather than simply help me, God, again and again. God is ready to help and will do so, but God also loves it when we say thank you, Lord, for all things. Now, friends, our prayer life should also acknowledge God's sovereignty over all circumstances. God knows when we face hardships, like he knew his people wandered in the desert. He knew when his people endured storms at sea, and he knew when people suffered imprisonment and countless other things. And so we should know that God is always in control, and God always has the last word in all things. King David also knew the power of prayer. That's why he was a man of prayer. And so in all things, he said, those who cried out to the Lord in their trouble, he brought them out of their distress. That's the power of prayer. David knew, as should we, that prayer is important as it sustains and supports us as we await God's responses to our needs. Prayer affirms also that we know that God has transforming power to turn barren deserts into springs of water, as David wrote, which symbolizes his ability to transform the seemingly hopeless situations into certain victories. Friends, we should also seek to understand the purpose behind our challenges, whatever it is that we're going through, as we realize there truly is hope for restoration. The entire Old Testament is a message of God's ability to turn things around and to make new. And the message of Jesus, as found in the New Testament, continues and affirms that, with the greater victory being eternal life that Jesus promises to those who live and die in him. Friends, may we maintain a spirit of hope as we let this psalm be a source of comfort and inspiration as we navigate our own life's journey. Remember, God is ever present, offering deliverance, offering us hope, and offering to us the promise of a brighter future. Let's pray. Loving God, renew in us the hope that we need to face the daily challenges and opportunities that come our way. May we serve as an inspiration to others in similar needs with thy help. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Friend, thank you for joining us. I pray you have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Remember all the times that God has pulled you out of things that you faced, and share your story with others. You never know when you might just have the right word through what you went through to help someone going through the same thing. I love you and I thank God for you. And if this has blessed you, just press all the buttons there, like, affirm, thumbs up, whatever is on the platform that you're hearing this, so that people will know there's a blessing available here. We can win the world for Jesus Christ. And we'll do it with your help. I love you and I thank God for you. Say it again. And may the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.